Hey y'all, it's been a while. So yesterday, I've been busy. That's what the while has been about. There's been nothing else. So yesterday, an old friend of mine reached out to me, saw me on a WhatsApp group and reached out to me and said, what happened to your educational videos and your podcasts? You haven't done it in a while. And it occurred to me that sometimes, as human beings, we don't know the extent to which the world is watching us. You know what I mean? I've said it many times before. I do my podcast for myself. I do my blogs for myself. I do my YouTube channel for myself. I'm not trying to get millions of viewers on anything. That's why I don't talk on trending topics. I don't try to have an opinion on everyone or, you know, shade anybody just to get traffic. Or that's never been my issue. It's always just been an outlet for me to express myself and what I think about stuff and who, you know what I mean, who I am. So normally, even if it's something that happened privately to me that nobody knows about, once I can extract a lesson from it, then I will talk about it. Does it make sense? If that's the lesson I got from something, then I'll come up online and I'll say, sometimes that's why my tweets sounds very disjointed as well. Because people are just sitting down minding their business. And I can just tweet about not trying to join a clique and knowing who you are and, you know, knowing when to walk away from certain people, knowing when to value your self-respect. And I'm big on stuff like that. And that usually comes from something I saw, read, experienced, was told. Something that just happened at that time. That just, my brain has a way of extracting lessons from everything, good and bad, right? So if I'm sitting down and worried about something, I take two steps back, as I call it. Look at the bigger picture. How did I get here? Why am I so worried? What do I think is happening? And what is it trying to teach me? Because I'm one of those people growing up, I don't know who told me, or maybe I read it somewhere. I used to read a lot when I was a child. And I remember somebody who said to me that I should always treat life like school, and that every stage of life that you are is a different class. Nursery 1, nursery 2, primary 1, primary 2, primary 3, all the way through. You leave school when you die. So you're going to study all your life, essentially. The only reason why you're not moving from primary 1 to primary 2 in your life is because you haven't learned the lessons from primary 1. It's the same way with school. Until you learn everything they need to teach you, you satisfactorily pass the exams, which indicates to the school that you got all the lessons they were trying to teach you. Then they move you to the next class because then you're capable mentally of handling the challenges of that next class. Don't forget that what they teach you in primary 2 is always more advanced than primary 1. Primary 3, more advanced than primary 2. So it would be unfair on you to allow a child who just went from breast milk yesterday and you're trying to teach him algebra tomorrow without teaching him the primary basics of addition, subtraction, you know what I mean, and then add, you know, multiplication and then add square roots. Doesn't make sense. And that life is like that. And that's so until you finish primary 1 and you can satisfactorily show the owner of life that you have learned everything he has been trying to teach you in that primary 1. It will be unfair on you for him to let you go to primary 2. The challenges of primary 2 will kill you. I started thinking about that from a very young age, which is the reason why when people ask me why I'm not fazed by anything, when things are happening, I don't panic. I plan. Things are happening right now. As they're happening in real time, I'm planning in real time. I'm already saying, okay, so if this thing goes left, this is how I'm going to run out. If this thing goes right, this is how I'm going to stay. If this thing goes forward, this is what I'm going to say to get out of it. I plan. Other people may panic. You know, start shouting and all sorts. I don't know how to do that. That's just not my reaction to anything. Which sometimes then makes it seem that I'm a cold person. Because when everybody likes people who can react to the moment, you know, who can dramatize it. So if something's happening now, they prefer the people who shout Jesus, Jesus, Jesus 10 times than the person who is just quiet and watching. Now that quiet and watching doesn't mean I'm not praying inside. Doesn't mean I'm watching for the door. I'm already thinking that these people in this room coming in through that door, that's the only exit. How do I get out of this room if things go bad? And at what point do I make a move? Should I wait until they attack? Should I go now? Does it make sense? That's how my brain works. All of which is to say that if you are in a certain stage of your life right now, you know, and things don't seem to be moving, and you've done everything they've asked you to do, you've done everything you know how to do, you've prayed, you've cried, you've fasted, you've done everything. Sometimes the prayer that I say is, please God, help me to learn the lesson quickly. I'm tired. That's all I say. I say it over and over. I wake up, I say it. In my prayer at night before I go to bed, I say it. I'm tired of this phase. Help me to learn the lessons that are trying to teach me. I need to move to the next stage. I just keep saying that. Now, whether it works or not, you be the judge. I have no idea whether that works as a prayer or not. But, I mean, I keep moving forward. Anyway, that's my point. And I know even people that don't pray like that move forward as well. So maybe that's not why I'm moving forward. But it kind of helps my mind to calm down in the moment. And to not see that moment as punishment or as God not answering my prayer or as village people trying to kill me. And just say, what lesson am I trying to learn here? It changes everything. It changes everything. You don't blame anyone for anything. You don't even blame yourself for anything. You're not sitting there thinking you're the problem, you're not enough, you know, blah, blah. No. Don't do that. Treat it as a class. Treat it like there's something it's trying to tell you. Treat it like you haven't quite gotten that thing yet. And ask for help. It's like going to your lecturer and saying, please help me. I don't know what you're trying to teach me here, but I keep failing and I don't get it. Let them point you to, go and read here. You will see why. Does it make sense? Anyway, just thought to share. Nothing in particular. Just thought to share. All right, then. See you guys later. Reach out to me on Twitter, ROQZEE. Let's take the conversation from there. Cheers, y'all.